Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha and welcome to Talking Pictures. This is one of my favorite times of the year, if not my favorite time of the year. Newport Beach Film Festival. This is preview number one. I say it every time, but I'm going to say it again because we always get new listeners, new people coming on. I leave this festival saying I can't wait till opening night next year. We have to send our thanks out to Todd, Corey, Dennis, all staff who has been wonderful to our team that cannot be there. I have to go into this preview, so I can't list everyone. All due respect, our team makes this show happen. But this is the seventh year that I'll be covering the festival. We are so honored by that. This festival literally launched my film journalism career. So I always feel at home, and I always want to do as much as I can for them on a personal level and work with our team to make sure that that happens. Now, today, I always know there's going to be something good. Newport Beach Film Festival, there's not a bad film, but I say this just to say it, the worst film is good. Okay, so I saw two things one time that I did not like, but they were just not my taste. They were still great films. So with that, opening night gala is legendary. Everybody knows that. We don't need to go into what a cool party that is, all the stuff that goes along with that. But I have a couple of special attachments that I had to, I'm going to preview mainly the weekend because I have three attachments to three of the films. And it's crazy that this gets to be in Newport and that I have these attachments to these films. First of all, the opening night film, Take Every Wave, The Life of Laird Hamilton. Of course, everyone knows who he is. If you don't, he's that wonderfully cool, crazy Hawaii cat who drops in on 80-foot waves. Well, 80-foot tall, 40-foot back. Waves are judged different in Hawaii. 35-foot waves. Anyways, it's going to be telling his life story and going into some other stuff. I'll read you the synopsis in a second. But what I love about this is that I am from the island that Laird Hamilton grew up on and sometimes calls home aside from Maui. Now, with that, I learned how to surf in his front yard. So it's very exciting to me that they're going to be showing this film because I have that attachment not only to the island, but in Hawaii, surfing is so spiritual. I know they say it isn't everywhere, but in Hawaii, it's not about the hot dogging. I'm not going to go into the contest, the money, the business, but Laird Hamilton is a true, the ocean is part of him. And in Hawaii, that is sacred like a religion. And so to see this film playing here, and I'm not saying that there isn't people here that don't see it as sacred or, but in Hawaii, it is big time sacred. I mean, of course, if you're covered on all four sides for 2,000 miles, it's going to be twice as sacred. So I'm hoping Laird Hamilton will be out. I met him once in the Aloha Airlines lounge. Very cool guy. He gave me some cool advice that I didn't follow. But I'm realizing now what great advice it was. I told him he was really crazy for the waves he drops in on. And he said, every day you have to wake up and just charge life. So I think that's why the title here is Take Every Wave. You can purchase this for the movie with the party. It's $225. Beer, everything you could think of. We're not advocating drinking. And please do not drink and drive under any circumstances. Do not do that. This is the remarkable story of an American icon who was an innovator and has forever changed the sport of big wave surfing. He's also one hell of a mellow local boy. We have some mutual associates, but I've never met him past that airport lounge. Now, here's one where I literally am going to have to stop myself from rambling the whole time and getting people saying, my God, why did anybody tell him about this film? On April 22nd, we get the treat. This is a true treat. This is our history. This is Americana. This is call it what you want to call it. This is music. This is blues. This is jazz. This Born from the Heart, the Paul Butterfield blues story. Paul Butterfield was the leader, of course, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. These were the cats that in the 60s in Chicago, this is what I love about it. To drop in on 70-foot waves like Laird Hamilton, you have to have some balls. And all the opinions of the show are mine, so we're not reflecting Newport Beach Festival with our language. But anyways, you have to have some really big balls to do that. Now, these were teenage white kids venturing into the south side of Chicago, which is no South Coast Plaza, in the 60s, around civil rights time, because they wanted to learn the blues from Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, everyone you could think of, Little Walter, Chess Records. Now, some of you are going to be saying Chess Records. That's totally fine. That's something of the older generation. Chess Records, to put it this way, is Chuck Berry, Muddy Waters. For those of you that say, I don't listen to Chess Records, I don't listen to Muddy Waters, the Rolling Stones named themselves after a Muddy Waters song titled Rolling Stone. Now, this thing is packed with interviews. I'm so glad they got B.B. King before he left us in this thing. But Paul Butterfield, known as one of the best harmonica players ever, and of course, at the same time, the great Charlie Musselwhite was coming up. So blessed to call Charlie a friend of mine. He is so genuine and kind. These guys were young white kids hanging out in black blues clubs where Charlie told me that, you know, you might not walk out of there if you talk to somebody's girlfriend. So this isn't like the drunk fight down at the pier. This is serious baloney. And I love that this film is being shown because right now we are at a dangerous time for rock and roll and the blues. We're at a time where people are even saying Muddy Waters Who. Sorry, Katy Perry, you don't cut it. Bieber, not even going to get into that. We're blessed here that we're going to get interviews with Bonnie Raitt, Elvin Bishop, who, of course, was in the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Like I said, B.B. King, Al Kooper. Al Kooper has a great album with Michael Bloomfield. Please look up Super Session. There's the Fillmore one. There's the Fillmore East. Bloomfield is the man. Marshall Chess. Thank God he's still around. I hadn't been paying attention to Marshall Chess. Bob Dylan, of course, Bloomfield from the Butterfield Blues Band was in Bob Dylan's band. And we're going to hear music. Now, here's where you really need to get ready. The Paul Butterfield Blues Band today, don't shut me off now, but when you're done with the show, YouTube, the Born in Chicago album, the Paul Butterfield Blues album, and YouTube Paul Butterfield Blues Band East West. Again, this is me, not Newport Beach, but I'm advocating now that marijuana is illegal to, if you smoke marijuana, listen to East West. Again, nothing to do with Newport Beach. I'm just being real here. You're also going to get music from Stevie Ray Vaughan, the great Albert King. This movie is going to be the greatest way to turn you on to like meeting your grandparents, because you're going to hear stuff and you're going to go, wait a minute, that's John Mayer. It's not John Mayer. You're going to hear stuff and you're going to go, that's Jimi Hendrix. It's not Jimi Hendrix. So this is, I want people to come out, but I want a seat. So don't tell too many friends. Yeah, I'm going to be quiet because I could do a whole preview about this thing. And you can obviously tell I'm bumbling over words because this is like, I actually told the PR rep that I would take seeing this film and interviewing these directors over talking to Martin Scorsese, and I'm not bullshitting on that. Now, the third connection here and the last film that we're going to do with the wrap is a film titled The Archer, which on our podcast, we had the great fortune to review it while it was premiering at South by Southwest, our friend of the show and associate, Miss Valerie Weiss, who recently was directing last week's episode of Chicago Med. She made a great film. You have a great chance here to not only look up the Paul Butterfield Blues Band before you see the film, and trust me, you're going to get hooked, is that Valerie made a film on Netflix and Amazon Prime called A Light Beneath Their Feet. One of the main characters is the main hooker in Hustle and Flow with Terrence Howard from 2005, the blonde one. This film is brilliant to where Valerie, although an associate of the show, I am a fan. Like, I would rather, I'm looking so forward to meeting her that if you told me I got to meet her or Wes Anderson, Spike Jones, I am more interested in meeting Valerie. She is so kind and genuine. This film, The Archer, I'm going to read you a quick synopsis here, but what was so cool about it was that it was so suspenseful, and I don't want to overhype it, but it was so suspenseful that I started noticing that with 4 minutes left, I had no idea what the ending was. I was actually starting to get mad like it was a Hitchcock film. So my new term is, it's the way they're always saying, it's Martin Scorsese meets Woody Allen or whatever. I say that it's Hitchcock meets Valerie Weiss. Again, don't be overhyped. This is just a review. I'm not a critic. I do have filmmaking experience. But Valerie, if you watch A Light Beneath Their Feet than this, you are going to get a great spectrum of a tremendous filmmaker, but most of all, a good person. She actually, and she says this on air, so it's not being personal, she actually like got her master's in like biology, and then she got like her PhD at Yale. Like, she went into the medical field and then became a filmmaker. So she comes at characters from completely understanding their biology and their psychology, not from just reading screenwriting books. So you can go in our archives, Google A Light Beneath Their Feet, watch the film on Amazon Prime, and then you get the good chance of hearing her break it down. It's like a free director's commentary. You don't got to buy the DVD. You just got to listen to the show. And she talks too, so it's not just me. Now, The Archer, I don't want to spoil it for you, so I'm going to read Newport's synopsis. And as it says here on the public website, because I would not have said Valerie was going to be there, I would have respected her privacy, but she's going to be there for a Q&A on the 22nd. This is going to show at Triangle Square at 5:45 to 7 p.m., and sorry, the Butterfield film is the 21st. I'll go back and get you the right time because I should have told you that. This is going to be at Triangle Square, Harbor Boulevard. Archery champion Lauren Pierce has just landed in Paradise Trails, a brutal juvenile correctional facility. When Lauren learns how deep corruption runs at Paradise Trails under the rule of warden and bow hunter Bob Patrice, she makes her escape, traversing the wilderness with rebellion inmate Rebecca Rolinski. They fight to survive the elements and a desperate Bob who's hunting his prey to make sure his secrets are buried, even if he has to bury them. As I said, this film is subversive. This film is anti-establishment, which I love more than anything. The real me. And yeah, I cannot say enough. I was just astounded at the graciousness of Valerie, and you guys need to check this film out. It also plays on the 26th, 7:45 to 9 p.m. So I will jump back here to the Paul Butterfield page to get you that time. It's at Island Cinema on the 21st. You do not want to miss any of these films I mentioned. Laird Hamilton, The Connection to the Ocean, it runs as deep as the way Paul Butterfield was connected to the blues. Both men were pioneers in changing their You know, Paul Butterfield is one of the reasons that the music crossed over from African-American audiences to white kids. So we need to pay attention to this. We cannot forget it. We owe it to who we are and the arts to pay attention to this. 5:15 to 7:30 at Fashion Island Cinema. And also the second showing here is the 25th from 2:30 to 4. I suggest that one because I really want to see it at the other one to meet the director. I don't care. Paul Butterfield Blues Band is probably one of my top three favorite bands. So I'm going to be a little bit selfish and throw some things in here for me. Again, that's the 25th. Horn from the Heart, the Paul Butterfield Blues Story. Take Every Wave, Laird Hamilton, and The Archer, directed by Valerie Weiss. I'm going to have to sound like my dad here and say you don't want to miss it. So I guess I just have to deal with that. Please get out, support Newport. There's tons of other things, but I just want to give these three films a shout out and have a great night. Please take some time to spread some peace around the world right now. And also, as always, from all of us at Talking Pictures, aloha. And whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening, and I still haven't figured out if there's another time of day, make sure and watch a good movie. And we'll see you at Newport.